Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 373, 5 Ways to Stop Nagging Your Kids, because nagging really is no fun for anyone. I recently received several emails from Mighty Mommy listeners who admit the only way they seem to get their kids to listen is to either raise their voice a lot, okay, yell, or, just as bad, drone on with never-ending nagging. This is resulting in a really negative family atmosphere, so they want to turn it around, and fast. Fess up, are you a nagger? Most parents would agree that the one thing that really drives them crazy is asking and asking and asking again for their kids to do some simple task. When the task doesn't get completed within a reasonable time schedule, we lose our patience, and that's when we start letting loose with unpleasant commentary, otherwise known as nagging. We all know that nagging is about as effective as scraping nails on a chalkboard. It's unpleasant to listen to, and it's a surefire way to drive those you care about far, far away. However, I recently read a really interesting article that changed my way of thinking about nagging. Carl E. Pickhart, Ph.D., believes that the term nagging might feel better to parents if they called this pursuit by its proper name, supervision. He writes, "It's what they sometimes have to do to get what they want accomplished. Wearisome though it can be, come adolescence, nagging is honorable work. It needs to be done." Dr. Pickhart goes on to say that for parents, nagging is exhausting to do. Isn't that the truth? And that it's the drudge work of parenting. Yet, with impending adolescence, it becomes more necessary to do it because as our kids get older and begin to exert their independence, now there is more active resistance, argument, and more passive resistance, delay, by the child who begins pushing for having more freedom on his or her own terms. Although nagging can eventually be effective, it's just not pleasant for anyone involved. So Mighty Mommy has 5 tips to nix the nagging and use a more positive approach to get the same results. Tip number 1. Silence is golden. One way to get closer to your kids is to quit the nagging and replace it with a different approach. Persistent, gentle reminders will get things done better, faster, and with less stress. Think kindness rather than anger and patience rather than barking out orders. Easier said than done, right? Not necessarily. A few years ago, unbeknownst to me, one of my kids videotaped me when I was having a fit about the dishes not being done. When she shared the video with me and the rest of the family, I was absolutely mortified. Although I had every right to expect the dishes to be done after asking about at least 6 times, my nagging approach made me sound like a pathetic lunatic. What's worse, it was clear that everyone was tuning me right out. That moment left a lasting impression on me, so much so that I made a pact with myself to nix the nagging once and for all. Now I ask just once for the job to be done, and if it's not done in a timely manner, I simply go to the child responsible for the task and quietly and matter-of-factly remind them of their responsibility. Failure to comply results in the addition of an extra chore besides the one that wasn't accomplished. In our house, silence is now golden. Tip number 2, a no-nagging diet. Kids will nag their parents about the same thing countless times in order to get their way. Parents finally cave because they just don't want to hear it anymore. How many times can you listen to your tween moan that all her friends are allowed to hang out after an hour or so when the movie gets out? Nagging, however, goes both ways. We as parents can be pretty fluent in nagging when we're trying to get our kids to do their chores or finish their homework or get to bed at a reasonable hour. If you want to put a fresh spring in your parenting step, suggest that your family go on a no-nagging diet. Become aware of your tone of voice, how you ask one another for things, and how you react to your children's endless requests. Nagging can ultimately become a bad habit, so turn down the negative dial and increase the positive channels instead. Check out my episode, 5 Ways to Say Yes to Your Kids, for more tips on dialing down the negativity in your home.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The days are officially getting longer. And while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Tip number 3, redirect your delivery. Too often, we as parents focus on what our kids aren't doing right rather than what's going well. And that's understandable at times when we're all busy with our hectic day-to-day lives and are trying to keep everything in our home, school, and work lives running smoothly. When we do get caught up in juggling dozens of responsibilities, however, we can become overwhelmed and lose our patience and ultimately become cranky. With my own 8 kids, I've always had more success in getting them to help out with their chores and stay on task with their homework by heaping positive comments in the mix rather than berating them with sarcasm and crabbiness, including the type of body language I use. For example, I recently came home from a 12-hour day at work to find my son and a couple of his friends goofing around in our family room while the kitchen was piled high with dirty dishes and an overflowing garbage can, which the dog was enjoying tremendously. It would have been easier to walk in, slam my pocketbook down on the kitchen island, and rigorously start loading the dishwasher myself to get his attention, while prattling on about how tired I was from my long day at work, and question how he could forget to take care of his own responsibilities and leave them for someone else. Instead, I greeted the boys in a pleasant tone. I didn't go overboard, though, with niceties. And then I reminded him it was time to get busy with homework, etc., and he'd see his friends tomorrow at school. I then left to get out of my work clothes and to give him a little space to see his friends off. About 20 minutes later, I returned on the scene, much more relaxed, and I reminded him it was his night for dishes. As I heated up some tea, I told him it was great to see him having a good time with his friends, and maybe they could have stayed longer if he attended to his chores. Message was received, and he got right to the dishes, and he even unloaded the dishwasher later that night, so his sister wouldn't have to do it in the morning. Tip number 4. Don't text and nag. That important slogan, "Don't text and drive," is one we remind our kids and ourselves over and over and over again because of how dangerous it can be. Texting has become one of the most popular and convenient ways for parents to keep in touch with their kids, but it can also become a negative tool as well. Nagging in person is certainly draining. However, it can also be just as wearing if we do it via electronics and smartphones, so I try to keep that in mind when I'm communicating with my thumbs as well. And tip number 5, don't nag from a distance. Nagging is unpleasant enough when you're in a close range to your victim, I mean child or spouse. But when you're barking demands from across the house, it sounds even harsher. One of the best parenting strategies I learned from my own mother was not to communicate from one room to another, but to physically go to the location of the person you wish to speak with and do it face to face. If you're in the kitchen and you need to get your daughter's attention, who's in her bedroom upstairs and at the other side of the house, you're going to have to exert a lot of energy and volume to get her attention. Think about those hot summer days when your windows are open and how far all the sounds coming from your house will soon travel. Not only will your own family be inundated with listening to your nag fest, so will most of your neighborhood. It may take a bit more effort on your part, but when you get into the habit of communicating face to face, your requests will be taken more seriously and will certainly eliminate some of that negative noise that we can all live more without. How do you reduce the nagging in your family? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy or post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. And I hope you'll visit my family-friendly boards at pinterest.com/mightymommyqdt. Before we wrap up, did you know that Agatha Christie once mysteriously disappeared? Or that it's possible to survive the Titanic sinking by drinking whiskey? You can hear these surprising tales, plus many more, in our new podcast, Unknown History. It's hosted by best-selling author and historian Giles Milton, and you can listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify. Wishing you a peaceful week with your family. Thanks for listening, and until next time, happy parenting.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.